بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح. There is the next surah, Surah Nasr, in which Allah Ta'ala declares His help to the Muslims. The connection with the previous surah, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, is there. In that surah we were taught basically that we must present pure and clear Islam, which is not adulterated, which is not mixed with anything else whatsoever. As the mushriks of Makkah wanted to make a common religion, share the religion, and that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'uzu billah, must also worship their idols, etc., the surah made it clear that we have got our distinct and pure deen, which we were taught in the previous surah of Kawthar, that this great goodness which Allah has given, and that must not be adulterated, it must not be watered down, it must be clear and very, very open. So when that will be the case, when Muslims have that, then Allah Ta'ala's help will come and Islam will spread. And there are so many occasions that we have that we learn about when pure Islam was presented, then people accepted Islam very, very readily. For example, one person who was very staunch on deen in America happened to be in a lift with a young American woman who was very, very dolled up, very, very dressed up, everything, but he presenting his pure Islam. Not that what we will think, a courtesy, at least just greet or just ask, how are you? Nothing whatsoever. He controlled his eyes also completely. Then afterwards she asked him that, don't you even admire me? How I'm dressed, you don't pass any comment, you did not even look at me. He explained then, looking down, that this is the command of Allah, this is the pure deen. She was so impressed, she asked for his phone number, he gave his wife's phone number. And afterwards she accepted Islam also. And there are innumerable other instances when the pure Islam is presented, and there are many, many people who are looking, who are not Muslims but are looking for that truth. But when we give it in an adulterated form, we mix it up, then that does not appeal to them. Everything when it is done in its purity, then that appeals to the people. And not only to non-Muslims, when we are genuine and sincere in our own circles also, that purity of Islam will definitely attract others. Though at the beginning they might not like it, but they will see eventually that this is the correct deen. So when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam remained firm and did not waver one bit, then the time came when Allah's open help came, and these very Arabs who were so much against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in droves and droves they started accepting Islam. So that Allah Ta'ala explains in this surah that when the help of Allah Ta'ala, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, comes. So Allah says when this help will come and this great opening that comes, then at that time you will see people entering into Islam in droves and droves. So today also is the same thing. If we bring that pure Islam unadulterated and not watered down, not a compromised type of Islam, then this, in the beginning perhaps there may be some difficulties, but this will be the cause of people coming into the fold of Islam. When the surah was revealed during the days Ayyam Tashriq, the Qurbani days, in Mina it was revealed. When the surah was revealed, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam understood that now my work for which I was sent in this world is completed. And in here is now a message that Allah is going to call me back to Him. So he whispered in the ears of his daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhu that my mission is completed, it is now time for me to leave this world. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, who loved her father very greatly, started crying very, very profusely. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam whispered again in her ear and told her, of all my family members, you will be the first person to join me again in the Akhirah. That means after me, very soon you will die. And so it happened also. And then Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anhu smiled and she was very happy. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, who witnessed this, tried to find out what was it that made her laugh, what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam tell her, and what was it that made her cry. But she kept this as a secret until when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, though Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha insisted a lot to know what this is. But she did not say until Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had passed away. When Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu also heard the revelation of the surah, he started crying very profusely. The other Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they said that, yes, they say, Allah is announcing His help is going to come. People are going to be entering Islam in droves and droves. It's a time to be happy. Why are you crying at this time? So as Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with what knowledge and what insight he had, he said that in here is the message that now Allah is going to take His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam away from us. His mission is completed. When the ayat was revealed previously, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. From there also the Sahaba understood that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not going to be with us forever. He will be also leaving at some time. But that was not such a clear indication. In this, when this surah was revealed, it was a clear indication that now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not going to be very long with us. On one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the khutbah said that there is a servant of Allah, a slave of Allah, who has been given the choice to either stay in this world or to return to his Lord, to return to Allah. And the servant chose to return to Allah. On that also, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu understood and he cried very profusely. The knowledge of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also unsurpassed. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his time included Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ra'isul Mufassireen, with all the Sahaba who are the Badriyeen, who took part in the battle of the Badr. The other Sahaba objected that our sons are not included and you have included Abdullah, the son of Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked them all, what is the meaning of this surah? Many of them gave the apparent meaning, others kept quiet. When he asked Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, I don't agree with them. The meaning of the surah is the clear sign that now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to leave us. So then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu explained to them and said, do you see what the knowledge, great knowledge of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas is? So the Sahaba were those who were closer, had this great knowledge of Deen. Anyway, the surah speaks outwardly, the outward meaning of people entering into Islam in great droves. But the other meaning was also that the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has come to leave this world and that his mission had been accomplished. And then Allah explains in the surah how the people entered, and also another very important aspect that when a person's mission is completed, he should turn more into the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, which is also mentioned here, that now your mission is completed. And it is narrated, after the surah came, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam devoted himself even more and more to the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala let us practice deen properly, and that practice alone will be a great attraction for people to come into the fold of Islam. But when we also are like weathercocks, sometimes like this, sometimes like that, we go according to the wind blows this way, we are also like that. The wind blows this way, we are also like that. And perhaps all of us are guilty of this, that is no attraction to Islam. Islam is when we remain firm properly on Islam, and Islam in itself, it has got a great magnet and it pulls people towards it. But when we don't present that pure Islam, then we find that people, close people also go further away. They don't come closer, but they go further away. May Allah give us tawfiq of this sincerity, faithfulness, and to practice Islam properly in all our spheres of life.